Is it just me, or does anyone else spend far too much time deciding if one sandwich is going to be enough to fill that void between breakfast and tea? Or dinner, depending on where you're from. If you are like me, you'll appreciate the feeling of being sat in a friend's house when they shout through from the kitchen, "Would you like one sandwich or two?" That's a no-win situation right there. See, you don't want to come across as being greedy, so you can't possibly ask for two. So you shout back unconvincingly, "Just one, thanks." Then watch as your friend walks back into the room with one for you and two for themselves. Don't get me wrong, one sandwich does leave plenty of room for a packet of crisps, a can of pop, and a cornetto. I do like a cornetto. While two can get a bit dull and leave you feeling full yet unsatisfied. I'm usually halfway through my second sandwich when I start thinking to myself, one would probably have been enough. So what I've become a big fan of recently is the triple layer sandwich, or the manwich, as I like to call it. I'm not trying to take any credit for this genius invention. I'm not going to walk into the dragon's den and ask for £25,000 just so I can inspire the many people out there who have gone hungry because they only made themselves one sandwich and then realised it didn't have any crisps in. I'm simply sharing the feeling of achievement and satisfaction that can only be achieved with an odd number of slices of bread. I'm actually quite embarrassed with the standard of the sandwich in the picture. I like to think of myself as being quite creative when it comes to making a sandwich, when the cupboards appear to be pretty empty. Winning combinations in the past have been cheese and honey, cheese and marmalade. Yes, cheese really does go with anything, even marmalade. Ham, brie and leftover hoisin sauce from the previous night's Chinese takeaway. That's always a good one. And not to forget the classic cheese and onion crisp sandwich. That last one leads to another major problem, though. Do you accompany your crisp sandwich with a packet of crisps? The combination I opted for today was simply, in order, bread, butter, ham, salad cream, more bread, more butter, again, more ham, mayonnaise, cranberry and Wensleydale cheese. What's wrong with Wensleydale cheese, Gromit? Sandwich pickle and topped off with another slice of bread. The crust. Oh yes, the manliest part of a sliced loaf. It wasn't my finest hour. It's not going to win any awards. But together with a cup of coffee and a Twix, it got the job done. Happy days.